crank up the volume and get ready. It's time for Independent Artist Spotlight, right here on MusicRanchRadio.com.
Oh, there we are.
Here we are.
We are here right on, well, we're almost right on time. It's so close you can't even, you know.
Somebody's still at 6:59 on their clock, so.
Yeah, it seems like it's on time, though, so. Let's see. We got to send a shout out right off the bat. Let's just get this out of the way for all our rowdy friends down there at Checkers Bar.
Yeah, our other brother Daryl
in Union, Illinois. Other brother Daryl that's supposed to be here.
He should have been here this week. You missed a good week, Daryl.
Yeah, he could have been doing the show tonight, but no, he's busy.
Well, he's at Checkers.
He's down there at Checkers. Well, have one on us, Daryl. I doubt they'll charge it to us, but you know. So, big night tonight, man. We got Ian Thomas, and we're excited about that. Have you caught Ian's show yet?
Well, I've seen him, I think it was the beginning of this year, just walked in on it a little bit. But when you called me Sunday, Saturday night, Peggy and I decided we'd just, let's just stay up on the mountain tonight. We've been going. Well, you called me Sunday and asked me if I caught the Ian Thomas show, and I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't even look at who was playing at the Pollard that night. So,
wow,
I missed it. I'm still kicking myself.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. He's going to be. You have the dates of when he's going to be back here. I think.
I think it's November 4th at the Pollard again. December 4th and December 22nd. We'll check with him when we get him on the phone. But I think that's the Pollard dates this year again.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've caught his show and it's awesome, man. He usually, he does solo gigs as well, but he's usually he has the band of drifters with him, and it's a select group of guys, and he's got several that he uses, and but it's the core is usually pretty much all the same. And man, like Rick Stanky on steel guitar, which is an excellent steel guitar player, and guys like that. So
yeah, I listened to it all today, and man, that's some good stuff to listen to.
It is good stuff, and so we're gonna kick off with one here called Sioux City.
Yeah, this has a little Zydeco feel right there in the beginning.
Yeah, it does kind of, doesn't it? I never thought of that. You're right about that.
But the harmonica almost sounds like an accordion the way it's going. So no, that's what I got out of it.
That's why we pay you the big money. Yeah. You figure that stuff all out. All right, well, let's give this a shot. Here's Ian Thomas, Band of Drifters in Sioux City, and then we'll see if we can get Ian on the phone. Yeah. You know what I mean? That'll be kind of nice. And, we're going to do something there.
Here we go.
And we're off to a rollicking start already. Noticed what happened there. The whole software shut down just while you and I were talking. That was pretty funny. Absolutely hilarious, don't you think?
It's 7:02.
Yeah, exactly. So now we're just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen here with Sioux City. But we may end up, let me pull, see what I can.
And that?
Somebody's knocking.
And this is off of the Live in 2016 Band of Drifters CD. So,
well,
all these will be, won't they?
They will be once I get them over here. There we go.
Fire and I got the reins. let's meet out in the open plains in Sioux City and meet men in Sioux City. Halfway between me and you, meet me in Sioux City. We ain't got nothing there.
Thomas and a band of drifters, song called Sioux City.
Yeah, I like that one.
That was your favorite pick, wasn't
it? So far, yeah.
Rockstar. And hopefully we've got Ian on with us. Are you there, Ian?
I'm here.
There you go. We got him. And we're talking to you. You're in Livingston now, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that, because you spend, what, half a year usually here and then about a half a year down in Knoxville? Is that where it's at?
Yeah, give or take. Every year is a little bit different, but for the last 8 years or so, I've been going back and forth between basically Livingston and basically Knoxville, kind of centered out of those two towns.
All right. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you a little bit about, too, was a lot of people know you. You've got some stuff that's just the band of Drifters. Then there's Ian Thomas and as a solo, correct?
Yeah. I've been doing less and less solo work recently, but that's how I started, and I still do solo shows when I'm on the road.
Yeah, I've seen both, so that's That's good. Why don't we go down through there and tell us a little bit about, you know, not a lot of folks know about your past. We've got a biography here, but we're thinking we'll let you kind of tell us where, how you got started with it. Because, you know, the night I seen you down at the Pollard, I said to you, I said, man, you've got some, like an old soul. You've got some roots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think it's, I guess if I had to pull something out, I would say classic Americana. And I don't know if that's,
yeah, I'd go with that.
I don't know if that's the right term, but that's kind of what, the way it mm-hmm. struck me.
Sure, I'd go with classic America. I don't know what else you call any of this. Anyway, you know, I've my musical tastes have changed throughout this whole process, and but it's always been American music. I don't do a lot of world music. I'll listen to it, but everything I play is American music, whether it was blues or folk or country or any sort of mix up or my own writing. It's, you know, it's American music. So the Americana catch all is getting a little bit stale. But I don't know what else you call it.
Yeah. That's kind of where we're at. I, you know, even, country, if it's traditional or like I, you know, traditional country is almost slides into the Americana even, you know?
Yeah. You have a few blues songs on your, on the new CD here.
Yeah. A couple of 12 bars in there.
Mm-hmm. So you're well-rounded. That's and you've done now you've done a lot of shows. You've opened for a lot of groups, and I think we've got the list here of a lot that you have opened for, like the Avett Brothers and Taj Mahal, who happens to be one of my favorites, by the way.
One of mine too.
John Hammond, Cyril Neville, Corey Harris, Sam Bush, Shovels and Rope, the Wood Brothers, Carolina Chocolate Drops, Reverend Goat, and Dr. John. And man, is this mostly, I would
resume.
Say, is a lot of this been in down around Knoxville, or I know that you did Red Ants Pants here, so.
Yeah, did Red Ants Pants here, and I'd actually like to, I don't put that on the list, but I like to think that I opened for Merle Haggard. At Red Ants Pants.
There you go.
Because we played the street dance on Thursday, and he closed the festival on Sunday afternoon.
That's opening.
So I think that counts. That counts in my mind, anyhow.
That's right. Did you get it? Did you get a chance to meet him?
No, I didn't. I saw him pull up in his tour bus, and he was sitting there in the captain's chair, just kind of staring out the window. I think he was petting a little dog on his lap.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I didn't get to meet him. Never did.
Well, that's close enough.
One of your heroes, though, isn't it?
Sure is, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I hate to bring this up, and I've had to do this occasionally, but I actually opened for him at the Shrine Auditorium in Billings, Montana, back in 1969.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
And hung
that's
out
a good
with,
era, too.
Got to hang out with him backstage. And he was with Bonnie Owens at the time and the Gosden Brothers. And the funny part was, and you'll probably appreciate this, the tickets were $3.
Yeah, they should be.
There you go. But he is a cool guy. So, yeah, you know, a lot of the artists that we've had from Nashville on here, it's amazing to me that Willie and Merle, I mean, they'll talk about some of the shows they've done, but when it comes to Willie and Merle, that's always the highlight of everybody's deal, you know.
Oh yeah.
So, so let's play. We're going to go to a song here real quick, and then we'll jump back in here, and because you got a lot of material on this album, and we want to try to push through some of it here. But here's a song called Nickels and Dimes, and we always like to give you an opportunity to tell us any motivation that was behind it, or if it was just one of those things that popped up, or.
No, it's just a true story, man. I just I wrote that song. I wrote a lot of songs when I'm driving because I drive alone a lot. I was just frustrated, man. I felt like I was getting nickeled and dimed and pinched everywhere I went, the banks and the bills and the rent and this and that and clubs and just making a living. I was just pissed. And that song comes from. It's just a true story. Felt like I was getting nickeled and dimed, so I wrote the tune.
I'm sure a lot of people could relate to this one.
Yeah, no kidding, especially a lot of musicians.
Yeah.
Well, let's play it, and we'll come back to you here in just a moment. Here's Nickels and Dimes by Ian Thomas.
never leave me alone. Picking on my pockets, one at a time. Robbing me blind by the nickel and dime. They hit me coming and going. I even rent my home. There ain't a dollar I spend that I can call my own. And that clock keeps on running, and it ain't running slow. Every time those hands come around, they want a little bit more. But being down on the bottom is taking all my time. And I feel like I'm getting nickel and
there you go, Ian Thomas, Nickels and Dimes. And, and like you said, you know, Best Radio is off the radio. So we had a little discussion while we were off the radio. And it does seem that way, you know. It's you put a lifetime into your music. And, you know, I'm sure you started at a very young age, as most of us did. And you put all that into your craft. And then you buy all your equipment and get there and pay the money to get there. And you're working for Nickels and Dimes, you know.
Or beer.
Or beer.
It's true. It's true. But you can't complain too much about that being a musician, you know? I mean, that's everyone's working for nickels and dimes. And
yep. It's the way of life.
You know, that's the way of life. But the music business is tough these days.
Yeah, compared to, like we were talking off the radio, compared to what it used to be, it's tough, you know, and especially out here because, you know, Montana and Wyoming, you know, the towns are pretty far apart.
<You know? laughs> just to get to them.
Yeah, it's not like it's just, you know, 20 minutes down the road, you're at the next one. So it can be daunting at times. So speaking of that, tell us about a little bit about the band Drifters.
Yeah, Band of Drifters. Band of Drifters started in Knoxville, and they didn't really have a name. They were just my band, you know. And we started out playing. I'd been working with a couple other people in a couple other towns before Knoxville. And we started playing every Monday night at a club in Knoxville called the Preservation Pub. And that's where that band really started and formed. And since then, it's now got the same core of people in Knoxville that I play with, a core of people out in Montana, and then a handful of people throughout the rest of the country. And so the lineup of the band and the instrumentation of the band often changes from region to region, and sometimes even from night to night within a region. And that idea is how it got the name Band of Drifters.
Which makes sense, yeah.
Good name.
Yeah, good name for that. And so you do have pretty much the core musicians. You know, that's what, I don't know if you're familiar with Steve Frame, but he talked about that too. That's kind of the same way. And a lot of that goes back to, you know, just what we were talking about before, trying to support a band, you know, anymore, and taking them down the road from here to Knoxville or whatever, you know. That's extremely tough to do. So that's kind of what he does, too, is you just find musicians you want to work with, and it's a regional thing. And I think that works fine.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice. It keeps the sound fresh. It keeps the songs changing. And you know, when you play with different players, they hear things differently than you do. And so you adapt to that, and you adapt to each other, and the songs kind of evolve that way over time from playing with a variety of people. And I enjoy that. That part of the band a lot.
I agree. Yeah. Keeps it fresh.
Well, we're getting some good feedback from, especially from the folks over at Checkers Restaurant. They're loving the first two songs anyway, and that's in the ones in Union, Illinois. So Daryl and Alex and them are all listening there and loving your stuff so far. So if you ever swing around Illinois on your way to Tennessee.
I do sometimes. I was just in Illinois, actually. I went to visit a buddy of mine who's opening a distillery down in Thornton. And so I went and played a show there and hung out with
awesome.
Those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of distilleries, we are sponsored by Willie's.
Oh, Willie? Where's Willie's?
Yeah, well, we'll throw Willie's commercial in here soon. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to do this one I've got up, and you tell me, because you know the obviously you know the material. We're not going to be able to get them all in, obviously, in an hour. So if there's some that you want me to play, you let me know. The next one I had coming up is Sing Blues.
Oh, nice.
And get you kind of, well, you know, we're kind of taking you around the horn and getting everybody a taste of a little bit of everything is kind of my thought on it. So here is Ian Thomas with Slow Riding Blues.
I've been working on the new road for a
the sun comes over the train. I'll be leaving here in the morning, just as soon as the sun hops over the train. I've been a long time running, ragging around this old terrain.
That is a delicious adult beverage. What is that?
Well, that's Willie's Montana Honey Moonshine.
Where's Willie's?
Well, take 85 south from Belgrade, 8 miles to Four Corners, then ride on 84 west past the Madison River. Don't forget your fly rod, 29 miles to the Norris Junction stop at the stop sign and go left for 16 miles. Pull into the town pump in Enniskan and ask them, where's Willie's? Or you could just ask for it at your local watering hole. Willie's Distillery. Spirits of the American West. 312 Main, Ennis, Montana. Willie'sDistillery.com.
There you go. Ooh. Where's Willie's? 731 here at the Music Ranch, 62 degrees out there. And it's Independent Artist Spotlight. And tonight, our special guest, Ian Thomas. And we've got Ian on the phone with us. And we were just discussing this album, Ian, and it's called... A Band of Drifters. This is probably a good time for you to tell everybody where they can get this album. Are you there?
Oh sorry. Sorry, I have a little trouble hearing here. You can get it off the website. There's some links there. The website is bandofdrifters.com, and it's on all your typical online streaming services. Also Bandcamp, and then you can always just send me an email if you want a hard copy, and I can mail one out to you.
All right, that'll be good.
Well, I noticed you have cassette, you have CDs, don't you, on the one website I noticed it on that you'll send out?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you have it in cassette and CD and download and all that available, don't you?
That's right. I've got them on. I've got cassettes. I've got CDs, and then digital copies. Nice. Nothing on vinyl yet. Too expensive.
Yeah, no kidding. That is expensive, and very. You know, it's starting to come back a little bit. A lot of guys are doing the vinyl, but you got to have the equipment. You know, that's the thing. So the other thing that we were going to talk about too is the fact that this album, the whole album, is recorded live. Correct.
Correct.
Yeah, I finally heard a little bit of clapping and a whistle there at the end of this last one. So, yeah, it's a live one.
Nice.
It sounds good.
Yeah, a couple of those made it on.
And you could tell us, I can actually read them, but it was the Top Hat in Missoula is where you did some. And also at the Murray Bar in Livingston. and yep. Eagles Club in Bozeman, for those of you listening in Bozeman. And then also recorded live at the Buckhorn Theater in Livingston. I don't know if I've been there. Oh, I've heard about it, though. That's a pretty big place, right?
It's a really cool spot. It's outside of downtown. It's down towards the valley, a couple miles or so outside of downtown. I don't know what their capacity is. They've had some large shows there, but it's a really, really cool space. It used to be, I think, a play theater. So the acoustics in there are just popping. But it sounds great with the live band, sounds great for intimate acoustic shows, and they do have those. They have songwriter nights and bands periodically throughout the year. And it's a really, really cool venue.
Yeah, you know, I think that's where Kaylin and Annalisa Rose were the other night. And it looks like a big stage and a really nice venue. And then also, you recorded live at the Old Saloon at Immigrant.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a cool place as well. Do you play
cheap? That's a really cool place.
Do you play?
And they just put in this summer, I think they just finished their
outdoor
stage.
Yeah.
Which is that's a great spot. Beautiful views from the stage.
Yeah. Oh, and the other place I haven't been, we used to play Chico a lot. We haven't for years, but... is Pine Creek, and I've heard that's quite a venue, too. They've got an outdoor stage as well.
They do, yeah. Oh, Pine Creek's fantastic. Their schedule for the summers has been really, really good, and the show's been super well attended. And the thing that's fun about Pine Creek is even if you just go to one show, you kind of feel like you're at a small festival or a very large private party. Like, it's just a really comfortable place to enjoy music, and they've got the cabins there you can stay at or make your way home, whatever you got to do. But you know, you're out there by the creek and out in the pines and dirt dance floor.
There you go.
Yeah, it's an awesome spot.
So, as it should be, dirt dance floor. And also, you do don't you kind of take care of some of the booking and stuff at the Murray? I think
I do. Yeah,
kind of a
I've been doing that for the last few years now.
Kind of a busy guy.
Yeah,
takes all directions to make it work, man.
Nickels and dimes, man. That's
where do you spend most of your time? Are you half and half between here and Tennessee, or is one more than the other now?
I didn't hear that.
Are you, for where you stay between here and Tennessee, are you more here, more there? Is it kind of half?
I'm more here these days, and I just finished my touring season for the year, so I'm here for the winter. And then I'll head back to Tennessee. I'm looking to go back there in April now, and then probably again at some point in the summer.
Okay.
So two or three times a year, I'm going back to Tennessee for give or take about a month at a time.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, that sounds good.
And you're here in Red Lodge, I noticed, three more times, I believe, this year. November 4th, December 4th, and the 22nd? Is that what it is?
That sounds right. I'll take your word for
okay.
it. But I know I'm there November 4th.
Okay. Yeah, you're competing with
Anthony Smith.
Anthony Smith is here for November 4th as well.
So... All right, well, we're going to do, you know, we were talking about this, and in the cool thing about this album is it just takes you on kind of a trip. You know, we're going to do a song here that you did as a solo, and then we're also going to do one here that you did as a trio, and then more with the band. So this is a fun album to listen to because it really gives you a great insight into what you do. And, you know, like I said, I spent the whole night down at the Pollard listening to your stuff, and I was way impressed with the quality, number one, of the sound, and the fact that, you know, the groups that you have pulled together, I mean, they're tight. And everything sounds like it's, of course, you've probably been doing the same guys for a long time, so that probably helps.
For sure. There's no substitute for just time spent with players. You can't fake it. You know, there's like that 100 show mark, the 300 show mark, whatever you want to call it. The more you play with people, the tighter it gets. And I don't think there's any substitute for that.
I would have to agree with you. Well, we're going to do one called Lonesome Blue Ocean, and we'll let you tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So I think this is a new band from the last few tracks we've been listening to. So the first few tracks you've played have all been kind of the core Tennessee group, even though they were recorded out here in Montana. Those guys came out and we did a June tour in 2016. And then the rest of the tracks on the record were recorded with different combinations of Montana players. So this is a version of the Montana Drifters from the Murray Bar, I believe, or maybe the Eagles. I can't quite remember.
Okay. Well, either way, it's the Lonesome Blue Ocean. And here we go. Ian Thomas, Band of Drifters.
Times have we said goodbye, knowing we'd meet up again. How many nights have we spent crying, feeling the morning. I know I've been alone when you lay by my side. And now when we walk slow. And the words we have tied leave me unsatisfied. And when it's time for me to go. But it's no use to hide what's been plain to see. It's something we've known from the start. That in time we'd divide, and someday we'd be a lonesome blue ocean. So I can see my own steps through the sand. But maybe I see your face somewhere when I'm blue. And I won't let it hang on my heart. And I hope you find another to see you through when we're a lonesome blue ocean apart. Thank you.
Well, that was a great song.
This album has everything.
I know it. It's it's so diverse, and we like that. And you had a question you were going to ask Ian, didn't you? Or was that me? I can't remember. I can't remember which one of us had it.
We talked so much last time. Yeah.
Off radio that we finally get back on. It's like, what? So anyway, I want to remind everybody, that's what I do want to remind you of, that we do record all these shows, and you can go to musicranchradio.com in a few days. It takes 3 or 4 days. And I, you know, for me to get them edited and get them up, and it takes quite a while to load them. And that's why we try to keep them to an hour. And but you can go and play these back at your leisure at any time you would like. And we've got quite a few up there so far.
Two pages.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just of the independent artist spotlights. And so, man, we're just tickled that you took the time to spend with us tonight, Ian.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it. I actually got a question for you. We were talking over the break and how you get music from all over the world, from people, independent artists from all over the world submitting their music. What's the farthest away artist you've had on the independent artist spotlight so far?
As far as material, probably Australia.
Pretty far.
You know, we get we've got a lot of listeners. They simulcast us in France.
Well, no, the end. Do you mean the artist? It's themselves.
I mean the artist themselves. Yeah.
Who we had on the farthest? We had from Illinois was.
Yeah, we haven't.
A lot of local.
There's a language barrier. You know, I get people ask me, they go, hey, you broadcast all these countries. How many different languages do you speak? And I said one. But but it's like Juan Soraya. You know, Juan has stopped by the studio, and obviously he's played the Murray a couple of times. He's from Argentina. However, he now lives in New York. But it's so funny because Argentina is tuned in almost every day. And, of course, he's in rotation. And he yet, I don't believe he's got an album yet that is in English. He's working on one, and he's about finished with it.
Yeah, you had him on the radio during the day, but not on the
Not on Independent Artist Spotlight. But we're gonna reach out further, that's for sure. But we get CDs from all over. I mean, you know, people that would like us to listen. And I got to be honest with you, I have probably, and you could look, if you were here, you'd see the stack over on the back of my desk here. But out of all the material that I've got, and people are very nice about it, they go, listen, man, I don't know if this is what you're looking for, but would you give it a listen? I maybe, out of several hundred, probably have had maybe two that just weren't quite radio ready yet. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's really, as a longtime musician for me, to hear what talent is out there is amazing to me.
So do you put something off each one of these CDs in rotation?
To put at least one song off of a CD. In rotation. Then there's others, you know, like Bogart Jones Band and whatever. You know, there's a couple, two, three, or whatever. And but we try awful hard to get every independent artist that we can up. And, you know, there's only so many hours in a day, but you know,
at some point they're going to come up, right?
Yeah. In fact, we did that the other night. We were talking about independent artists. We were going to play a few. We could just keep going. I mean, there's
Then we and when we were done, we forgot. Oh, we forgot this. We forgot
kind
that.
Of endless. But it is shocking to me the talent that is out there. That you know, hopefully they get a chance to hear them here on Music Ranch Radio and other radio stations. I mean, I invite anybody that's doing streaming to play independent artists. I think that's the way. Number one, I think that's the wave of the future is independent artists. And, you know, hopefully we're a trendsetter. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's nice to see some independent DJs out there, too, I'll tell you that.
Man, well, you're looking at a couple of independent DJs, that's for sure. So getting back, you know, now this next one, and we talked about this, The Halfway Gone. Now, this is from your solo show.
Yeah.
And
it's from the solo show with the Buckhorn.
Awesome. And you can tell us about this song if you'd like. We're going to play it. So we like I said, we ought to be well-rounded here tonight.
Yeah. One of the tunes that translates really well to a band in certain circumstances, but isn't part of my regular repertoire. That's why I wanted to put it on this record as a solo take, because that's mostly where it lives. And it is just a, you know, it's just a transition story written from an apartment in Baltimore one night.
Wow.
That's about all there is to tell.
Okay.
Hopefully it tells the rest of itself.
We'll let the song talk about the rest of it. Here we go with Halfway Gone, and this is solo, Ian Thomas.
Halfway gone. Halfway in the memory, silk streets like ribbons in the wind. Let loose beneath my heels, disappear in the distance, hear the soft fade of a dissipating day. Never to return to me again. I left my love, waiting the village green, while I took the only train to see. I know that wasn't very dependable of me. But I don't miss the rituals, the back and forth of the difficulties we held like rope as we mined. I'm not ashamed to tell you I'm tired. In a quick wind at the ocean shore, and I found myself lazing in the sand, amused by the diamonds on my hand. Then a winged thing flew overhead, sat down on the waterbed. It was all that I could see for a while. There was nothing I could do but smile. But a man can't live camped out in a reverie and not think sometimes about the fall. I really don't remember that at all. But I know some of the deeds I've done, the missteps and the grace unwon, and I know I'm accountable for it all. I wish I had answered when you called. Can we leave off where we picked up on some things just too twisted to untie? And is it even worth our time to try? There's no bounty on the ground, no roots to be unwound out amid the foaming sky and sea. What did you expect for there to be? Mexico, red sails raised before the dawn. I wonder what's been taking us so long. I've done all I can think to do. I've been through everything in view, and I'm ready now for something new to feel. Thank you.
right, there you go. Eugene Thomas, solo.
Yeah, and it was live harmonica and guitar, wasn't it?
And
what's that?
That was live harmonica and guitar, since it was off this. It was live. I saw a video of you today where you do the harmonica and the guitar. It turns out awesome.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Well, the other one, too, that we're going to do is Blue Yodel. And we're going to move along because we got about 6 minutes here, and I want to try to get these two songs in. And tell us about the Blue Yodel. You said this was like a trio, I think, right?
I'm pretty sure this is a trio from New Year's Eve at the Old Saloon in Emigrant. And that's Rick Steinke on pedal steel, and then he changes over to electric towards the end of the tune. And Donnie Corbo on upright bass. Just crammed in indoors to the Old Saloon on New Year's Eve. And this is kind of my pseudo tribute slash ripoff of Jimmy Rogers, and wrote this when I was living in Bristol, Tennessee a long time ago, and called it the Blue Yodel number 15.
All right, here we go. Ian Thomas.
I never even seen what it read. I got a letter this morning, but I never even seen what it read. I just jumped out the window, left a cigarette burning in bed. Hey, old lady, hey, old lady, hey, old lady. I'm gonna find me a well where that water don't run dry. gonna find me a well where that water don't run dry. I hear the people say that water tastes like wine. Yodel-ay, yodel-ay.
Number 15.
I like that. Start with that steel and end with that electric. That was pretty cool.
Rick's a very talented guy, man, and a nice guy, no doubt. Well, Ian, man, we timed this almost right to a T. It is 8 o'clock straight up. We appreciate you being on with us tonight.
And, thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, it's just a pleasure to have you. And don't forget to go to Ian's website and
like what you heard,
Facebook page.
Get the CD there.
That's right.
Bandofdrifters.com.
And find out where they're going to be playing next. And I'll guarantee you, if you think this was great, wait till you see the live show.
Yeah.
So we're going to end tonight with one called Poor Children. And you could tell us a little bit about this, because I know this is kind of the one you said would be a good song to end with.
Yeah, I think so. This is a fun one for me. This is back to the Tennessee band, Back to the Top Hat Show, which is a fun one. So it's got the fiddle on it, which I always enjoy. And it's got the rare appearance of a bass solo, which is one of my favorite things. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, he didn't know he was getting one, but he got one anyway.
Well, this is interesting. So once again, we're going to say goodbye to Ian, and we're going to we're going to end with this, and then we'll come back and end Independent Artist Spotlight. So once again, thanks again, Ian. And here we are with Poor Children, Ian Thomas.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You bet. Band of Drifters.
Way to go, dancer.
She was the princess of the pantomime. She used to hunt down on the ground rattlesnake skin just to hang them all in the line. She got so used to rattlesnake skin, she never paid them no mind. Till one day she picked up a rattlesnake skin with a real live rattler inside. She came a-running, poor children. She came a-running back to the yard. She came a-running, poor children. She came running back to the boat.
so swift upon the green plain. There was nothing that could break its stride till he got hit by the 100-year rain on the banks of the river so wide. He came a-running, poor children. He came a-running back to the yard. He came a-running, poor children. He came a-running back to the Lord.
There you go, poor children. Ian Thomas and a band of drifters.
I can tell you this is going to be another one of those driving CDs for me between here and Illinois.
Yeah, well, they're all kind of that way, aren't they?
I'm going to have to make a long way around with all the CDs I got to listen to.
Speaking of Illinois, I think I got 10 texts while I was on there. But see, we broadcast him through my cell phone. So when you're texting me, I can't read your text. And Kalen Beasley texts me, howdy, Kalen. I'm glad you tuned
Kalen.
In and caught the show. And, of course, Patrick and Janice.
They're watching.
They were listening in. They were watching. Were they?
They're watching.
But that was fun.
Oh, my brother Phil and his wife Dee, they said it's kind of nice to sit in the kitchen and listen to radio with the TV off and not have to.
It's just like old days.
Yeah.
Back in the old days.
And how much fun is it?
Everybody gathered around the radio going, hey, hey. And, yeah, you know, interesting music. And it's certainly, like I said, he's an old soul, man. I mean, I really enjoyed his stuff live. They're a hoot. And, you know, the bass player plays upright bass. And
well, I know this is going to be a staple at the Pollard. It could be a, you know, three-night Pollard week sometime.
Yeah, but people love him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, this is nice.
And
there's 14 songs on this CD, so...
Yeah.
It'll get you a couple hours down the road.
It'll get you rolling. So we want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight to Independent Artist Spotlight. And right now, we're going to sign off. Mm-hmm. But we never do as we never close. We're always here, and we're going to enjoy a little Willie's, and, you know, very little.
And moderation on that stuff.
Yeah, moderation. That's what my dad said. Everything in moderation is fine for you.
Oh, you know what? I think my sister's listening, too, so I have to say hi to her.
Man, there's a whole ton of them in there. You got relatives everywhere.
Yeah, even down in Tennessee.
And again, we want to send a shout-out to the great folks in Argentina, and I don't know what time it is there, but... or across
could
the pond.
Could be close, about the same.
Yeah, they
south
should
of
be
here.
A couple hours either way.
Yeah.
And then all the folks at United Kingdom that are tuned in. And, of course, somebody just let the chihuahuas loose. So.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks, Mr. Greg the Rockstar Creasy.
And you, Mr. Big Jim.
Mr. Round Man. We had a good time tonight. We're going to end with a Willie's commercial.
All right.
Thanks again, and we will talk to you all later.
Bye.